Excused.
Ellen Stearns.
Here.
Shirley Brown.
Here.
Jack Foster.
Yes.
Marita Benderson.
Here.
Rhett McGlashan.
Here.
Very good. We do have a quorum. We'll go ahead and move on to approval agenda. Is there any additions or deletions this evening? Not hearing any. I guess we'll take care of it when you get to those. So we'll just postpone. So I'd entertain a motion to approve the agenda.
I'll move to approve the agenda.
Motion's been made by Jack. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Shirley. Any other discussion? Not hearing any. Roll call, please.
Marita?
Yes.
Grant?
Yes.
Shirley?
Yes.
Jack?
Yes.
Ellen?
Yes.
Very good. Motion carries. Moving on to the consent agenda. This evening we have one item. It's the minutes of the regular meeting of February 10th, 2015. Everybody have a chance to look at those minutes? If so, I'd entertain a motion to approve the consent agenda.
Motion to approve.
Second. Motion's been made by Shirley. Do we have a second? Second by Rayette. Any other discussion? Yeah, we looked over and everything looked good this afternoon. So, with that, a roll call, please.
Jack?
Yes.
Shirley?
Yes.
Ellen?
Yes.
Rayette?
Yes.
Marita?
Yes.
Very good. Moving right along. First on the list this evening for reports is the finance officer. And Krista, the floor is yours.
Raw fish tax for January was $25,670.23. Sales tax revenue was $66,562.56. There's a bank balance, a lot of accounts, and expenditure and revenue guidelines. Anybody have any questions on anything?
Okay, questions for Krista? Not hearing any. Thank you. And we will be moving right along to the administrator's report. And Andy, the floor is yours.
Thank you, Mr. Miller. Good evening. It's a quick report. Water and sewer projects, the loan applications to fix a couple things around town are in. And depending on how those loans, the loans will be accepted, but they'll have some grant applications for projects this summer. And the reason you do the loan is that can act as the match for some, if you get some grant funding from DEC to get some water projects done. So now that Sandpoint's population is under 1,000, it'll be an 85% grant, 15% match formula. So that's what the loan will be for, it's a low interest loan. Or depending on the price tag of the project, we can just take out a general fund. But we can decide it when we get there. But anyway, Alan was helpful on that. See if we can fix some water and sewer projects around town. And I mentioned in the workshop today that ANTHC is going to do, they have some funding through an energy audit of our system. Sounded like maybe this summer, but who knows, we'll do that. And we'll see what the results are. And there's ways we can save money and water a little bit more, and if it needs to, we can ask them for a bit of help if we need to get that out. Last week was a busy week, a couple of days in Juneau, and the rest of the week at Swansea. The commissioners of DOT, Department of Commerce, Community and Economic Development, Department of Corrections, Fish and Game, and then the management and budget officer, the person who puts the budget together, and the ferry director. So all really good meetings, and we were, we got a good overview of what the budget situation is this year, like the mayor mentioned in the workshop today. Things like revenue sharing are not really on the block this year. Doesn't sound like they're going to cut it back by about 10%, but so it will be a smaller amount, I would expect, next year. But then they're looking at everything, ending the PCE fund, cutting back all sorts of things. Department of Education by 30%, Department of Labor by 30%. But A couple things that we were interested in was the dock replacement project and community jails funding. And Chief Lucky did a lot of good work last year on reaching out to the Department of Corrections and laying out the time and the resources and everything that the city expends for our jail and maintaining it, and then not getting any assistance from the state when many other communities that have as many mandates that we do, or not even as many that we do, get some funding from the Department of Corrections. So we went in and talked to the commissioner and one of his numbers guys about that, and it was really productive conversation. He was aware of the issues that we've gone through. I think John's correspondence over the past year had gotten up to him, and he said, "Yeah, I've brought that up in meetings. We've had an audit of the program. Why isn't the community like Sandpoint getting compensated? And why do these others?" You know, he had all these questions. He still had his questions about the program. But all that being said, we went in there with the thought that, you know, adding additional funding this year is not maybe something that's very, that the legislature has too much of an appetite for, but maybe keeping the pot of funding where it was going to be, but adding another community and kind of retracting on some of these other communities maybe able to do that. So we'll see where that goes. And with the dock replacement project, that was also fairly encouraging. We had a meeting with the Department of Transportation Commissioner and some of their numbers guys one day. Kind of came to an understanding of we'll do the best we can. The next day we go on and meet with DOT planners and some of their other numbers people, and they had the plan all laid out. They'll put the dock project into the state transportation plan, and which it has to be in there to get any sort of project funding. They'll work up an MOA with the city to do facilitate the planning, engineering, design, and construction of a new dock, and they'll put it into the federal aid queue for money. So the MOA came this morning. I'll have to look that over. We can probably get into that later this week. And in about a month and a half, they said there should be money flowing to do the design for that. And which that's good news. And then that'll be design, environmental permitting, all those things. That'll take about a year. But the idea is that some money frees up in the federal system, which it's going to, with the governor cutting back some of these big federal projects, that may be the opportunity for some point project to get in there. And the mayor brought up a couple good points, things we'll have to talk about, and I think we can do that at the council level about keeping the existing dock and instead of having a 200-foot dock base, we have a 400-foot dock base. And we'll see what any liability concerns or community concerns we'll have to have, or more importantly, DOT concerns we'll have to have. But I think that's a good thing to look into. With Dave's assistance and Shannon's, we've put in the landfill permit application for another 5 years. I skipped over Swansea. I'll let the mayor talk about that. And there was a lot going on there. And he had a good face-to-face with the governor for 30 seconds. last thing I'll talk about, we're going to have some marijuana things on the agenda later, but I went to a town hall meeting in Anchorage, and I thought it was something we've discussed that maybe perhaps in May we could do something similar, have a community meeting on some of the ins and outs of the law. And if we do it in May, maybe the legislature will have a couple things figured out on them, and could have a special session to do more of the lawmaking around it. But that could be a good four things to do around the town.
Yeah. Very good. Thanks, Andy. Questions for Andy? Not hearing any. Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was just wondering how many more years do you think we have left in our landfill? Anybody know?
Here's from when it was built and everything, and looking at, I think we're not even at half yet from the looks of it.
Yeah, sure.
That hole buried the up from you guys all the way buried to the top end of that fence.
No,
with
that's the cars and vehicles and all that stuff. No.
No, I mean, with that stuff there, but that's all spot for it to be buried later. So there is a few years left.
Yeah, even if we had to remove all of our cars and stuff and take them downhill of the incinerator, that area, there's the
that would fill up quicker, then.
Yeah, well, with incineration, we're only getting 20, 30, 40 feet of land used in a year. As long as we keep burning,
we're okay.
We're in really good shape.
And then if we get a scrap metal bar, we can get rid of the cars and metals.
That would be nice.
Well, that's why they ask King Cove and Billy Dolls example.
I know.
That tells you what it can do for saving space.
Yeah, that's been a blessing. Mm-hmm. So, did that answer your question?
Yes, thanks.
Okay. With that, I'll try to be brief too. Back to the dock deal, Andy briefly mentioned when we were in Juneau, of course, we were chatting with Andy Hughes about the dock deal. We went to that meeting again. We came out of the meeting the day before with the commissioner, and was a little bit it was a little grim, which it was grim everywhere we went down there. But Andy and his boys had everything laid out for us already. And an interesting thing they brought up toward the end of the meeting before he left, he said, "Did you guys consider keeping the old city dock and just building the new one just south of it?" And we kind of didn't have time to chat about it, but we brought it up and discussed it this afternoon in the workshop, and I think we will definitely go back and have a chat with him, and that may be a good possibility, and it would give us another, like Andy said earlier, instead of 200 feet or 400 feet of dock space down there, we wouldn't have to shut down and look for somewhere as well. They're pulling one dock out, and we'd be either knocking on Trident or Peter Pan's door to do for weeks of, or more of time of bringing product across the dock, because they'll get a little hairy for a while. But anyway, so we're going to go ahead and look into that, and I think that might be a good idea. Again, his big question, is it sustainable? That's a question we'll have to ask ourselves and see what's what with the dock and go from there. But we will definitely talk with Andy and go from there. The community jails thing, again, thank you, John, on that. It was encouraging. Unfortunately, there's no money down there, but they did understand it. And before we even had a chance to say anything, the gentleman told us that he had used us for an example already, and they had been looking into that, so that must have been from the prior letter that you had sent him. And he goes, yeah, people use that for their whole, you know, their whole budget comes out of that program, and it's not fair to people like us that use twice as much of that, you know, jail space and everything compared to, what was it, Petersburg, Cordova, and Craig, and here we are getting zero from it, so... I think we're on the radar there, and if something frees up, I think we may get something. They were talking about possibly shuffling some money around, bringing the percentages around, and that might clear up some money for something. We weren't asking to have our whole budget funded. We were just asking for some help, and I think he understands that. So I thought that was encouraging. With that, Swampsea was a great conference, and next time, Alan, we're going to make sure you get out there. Maybe it'll be in February or something, not when you get right into the middle of the hit. I think they missed you, and I think you might have enjoyed the energy side of it. It sounded like they had a really good energy summit just prior to our meetings, and it was probably their most attended. I'm guessing at one point 222 people. It used to be, what did you have, Andy, back in the day? We had 150.
Back when I was leading, 400.
Oh, shoot.
No. not that many.
Yeah. So, but anyway, it was very well. It was good. I mean, they had good speakers, and I know sometimes it can get dry, but it actually moved very well, and they listened to the folks that in the past, they kept the people's time shorter for their presentations, which was kind of hard to do, but you got zapped if you didn't slow down. You got a jolt of energy, so that kind of got them rolling, but no, that didn't happen. But they did cut short, and we did move along good. The governor did come. That was interesting, And again, I think the governor is really looking out for our neighborhood. As you guys know, we got Chris Laddick, and the commissioner of community development and whatever.
Commerce.
Yeah, commerce. We got Sam Cotton as a Comfish. I mean, he's looking out for this neighborhood. I think he's and again, was he mayor of Valdez, correct? So yeah. I mean, he understands all that. Another big thing that was scary, Andy mentioned briefly, was revenue sharing. A lot of small communities in Alaska depend on that solely for their funding, and a lot of that's going to go away probably next year, or will be wiped out pretty good. They did, it's not fully funded again, but they did drop a little bit, and it's going to definitely go down next year. So AML is working really hard on that. But anyway, we got to chat with the governor briefly, and Lee's a Shimigan side offered him a buffalo. His eyes got big and round, so you guys will keep that in mind. We're going to work hard to get that man out here, and if we can take him out buffalo hunting, I'm sure we could bend his ear on a lot of other things that we can chat about. So maybe a good thing. So, and Andy, you're going to work on possibly having him stop in if he makes it out to King Cove for a view of that road project.
Yeah, we'll make sure Grant can issue something.
Yeah, we'll divert. He'll have his own plane. We're not coming out. They have a charter, I'm sure.
Yeah, probably so.
So, but anyway, that's what happened there. And Swampsea, I thought, was a good success. And moving forward in those directions. A couple things at home here. Truck has been ordered for the maintenance department. I think it's about 4 weeks out now. They will have rack on it. They will spray the back, and we just need to think about, and you were looking into a strong box or whatever for tools and stuff. Roofing material has been ordered also. That should be rolling here. I'm guessing maybe next boat. If not, it's the one after that. And I think Amos, he'll be out for the rest of this week, probably fishing. And then I think he'll be starting on that as soon as he can. He might have one project in between, I think. And then he'll be rolling on the roof. Ken's been really busy at on the list for the spring before summer starts. He's going to tackle those restrooms at the Harbor House, which are pretty sad. But we're going to try to put some indestructible things in there, and we'll see how that goes. But we hopefully can freshen that up a little bit. With that, I'll stop, and we'll move right along to our Department of Public Safety. And John, the floor is yours, unless there's any questions. I think we got them all covered this afternoon, though. Yeah, go ahead. Thanks,
well,
John.
Thank you, and good evening. I don't have an exceptionally large agenda to cover, but our statistics are printed here. You'll see inside the report. I was away last week on some leave for my kids' annual spring break, and so there's not annotations about the department, but I can tell you one department that's been very active is EMS. There are three or four transports out of town this past month that reflect in this report, but we've already this month had, I think, three more, so somebody has a mind to it, particular community. For some reason, people are being sent out here with health issues. Real increased number. We don't usually see those. So. But the fire department is stable, and still, now that I'm back, I'll be meeting with Dave. We have several things to talk about. But I know Ken went over, and we got some stuff organized. He spent an afternoon there. And while I was gone, much to my pleasure, the officers went over and cleaned up the whole upstairs and organized stuff and vacuumed. And so it's nice to see some private ownership, even from them who are kind of across department, but they just didn't like what it looked like and took the initiative to clean up. So I was kind of proud to see that they did it on their own while I was gone. We've been spending quite a bit of time training Alvin Osterback, to obviously come back into service after being gone for a long time, so we're reacquainting him with policies and procedures and arrest law changes and things like that. But I mentioned earlier, sure, big benefit to be way ahead of the curve, and he knows the community, he knows the people, he knows how things operate, he knows the fishing industry, and so that wealth of information coming from a local resource that we're now able to employ is really a super thing. So beyond that, some activities that we've had, probation checks. We have about 8 or 10 people on state federal formal probation right now. It's kind of one of those like corrections where, you know, we're forced to do the job because no one else from the state is here to do it. It really is their job. So we're pulling around our people and pulling random checks and making sure they're where they are when they're supposed to be and making sure that they pee in a bottle when we want them to. And when we get orders from the corrections department, we're there to the probation office for that. So that's just another one of those, I guess I say something because I'm hoping that we're going to see fruit out of the corrections thing, and maybe that's the next thing. But for a long time, Sandpoint has really been just left because they've mustered up the doing without question, and a lot of this stuff should really be, paid for at the hands of the state. It's not the city's responsibility, burden either the time or the effort or the money to make it happen. So, short of that, I don't have a bunch of specifics, and you'd have to answer any questions.
Very good. Thanks, John. Questions? Not hearing anything. Again, we'll be moving right along to our Public Works Director. And Dave, the floor is yours.
Good evening. Last month was a pretty productive month for us. The weather has kind of cooperated. We haven't been able to get some of these other small projects done. But we graded roads twice, swept the roads once. We like sweeping the roads when it's raining. It doesn't wear a $1,000 broom out as fast, so that's why you normally, if the roads get a little rocky and it's dry out, because we don't want to wear brooms out. Trying to save a little money there. But we service the police rig, and we burn all of what was left of the alders up at the landfill. And we graded a pad a little bit with the grader so people could park there again. We cleaned the shop so we can move the crusher in. The crusher's in there, and we've been actively working on that. We topped off the municipal buildings twice. We moved 8 junk cars from the shop up to the landfill. We brought them to the shop so we could drain the oils out of them. So they went to the landfill. And we've been actively working on the Shumigan pad. We're getting really close to it. We put a bunch of material down today. So, as far as the landfill, we lost some lug nuts on the skid steer. We got that fixed. It's back up and going. And then we stacked and crushed the 8 vehicles that came up there. Landfill's doing fine. I mean, next week we service the garbage truck again. And recycle center always runs good. But we told Walter to start burning massive oil, so we burnt 400 gallons of oil last month in the center. We also put in a new bay door at the old water plant, and we've got like 4 fire hydrants stored in there right now, and fire hydrants are like $2,700 a piece, so we have a lot of money in those. A bunch of big gate valves that go on mains that have been laying outside for a long time. Just generally kind of cleaning up the stock that we have so it won't get damaged. We probably got $30,000 in valves and stuff kicking around, so we put them all inside. The only thing we're lacking in there is with heat. We moved our 50 kW generator down there, our fusing machine, you know, a bunch of stuff that actually belongs to the water plant. But we're doing really good.
Very good.
As far as water sewer, you can see that Alan gave us a note, so if you have any questions, read it and have any questions, just give me a shout and I can explain what we're doing and what we did. But otherwise, that's my report.
Okay. Thanks, Dave. Questions? Not hearing any. Thanks again, Dave. Moving right along to our harbor master, and Richard, the floor is yours.
Thank you. Good evening. Very brief report. The main thing is we started working on the city dock, replacing the pilot. And we get Fleet Welding is building us a platform that we hang on a ladder so we can work under the dock, standing on a platform instead of hanging by a harness or standing up and hanging on with one hand and working. But I think it's gonna be okay once we get into the swing of it. It's gonna work okay, and the equipment being attended on a regular basis. The crew oiled all the cables on the big travel lift, and they did the bottom maintenance part, the greasing and oiling the chains and the cables, but within the next day or so, we'll probably get up on top and service the top part. And Kendrick Equipment, the person should be here on Monday to do the inspection on the travel lift. I mentioned before, we are having a few issues, and I didn't want to take a hammer after the hydraulic part that the guy told me to bang on to see if we could make it work, so we'll figure out what's wrong. Other than that, we ordered new tires for the gal. They are on order. They should be here soon. I hope they're here soon. Our tires are really bad.
Next week.
Awesome. Thank you, Dave.
You mentioned that maybe possibly had a tie rod issue. You guys going to maybe pull it in and see if that can be tightened or something?
In the last couple of years, or the last 3 years, I think 2 tie rods were broken.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And, I mean, they were just slapped together back out in the field.
Oh.
So, you know, they might not have been, tires might not have been lined up like they should have been. So. But when we change the tires, we'll drag it up to Dave and let him doctor it up. And that's about all I have for now. Any questions?
Very good. Thanks, Moon. Questions? Not hearing any. We'll go ahead and move on. Student representative, did you get a call from them today at all? I never heard anything from them, so.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Maybe we'll check in or nothing. I don't think there's any ball games on that I know of. So maybe he's working with, I think there might be little kids starting up for their tournaments or something. I don't know if he's coaching or not. So anyway, so no student representative this evening. Moving on to hearing ordinances and resolutions. Number one is Ordinance 2015-02. It's the marijuana possession and definitions. And this would be the second reading. And did you want to hit on that, Andy, before? Or actually, we could put it on the floor and go from there, maybe do a little discussion. Is there entertain a motion to put it on the floor for the second reading?
Make a motion to put Ordinance 2015-02 on the floor for second reading.
Motion's been made by Cheryl. Do we have a second?
I'll second.
Second by Alan. Okay, motion been made and seconded. Any other discussion? Not hearing a roll call, please.
Alan?
Yes.
Jeff?
No.
Marita?
Yes.
Brett?
Yes.
Shirley?
Yes.
Okay, very good. It's on the floor. Time for some discussion. At this point, we'll discuss, and maybe you could start lead in onto that, Andy, and explain that this is basically the same deal as the mirror, the what was voted on, and maybe we can, if there's some discussion, otherwise we'll go ahead and move forward.
Sure. Yeah, this would create
thanks.
Title 12, the municipal code, regarding marijuana regulation, and that's right. It would just mirror what the voter initiative, a few of the highlights of the voter initiative laid out. Those being that use in public is prohibited. I mean, that's the difference between alcohol. You can drink, obviously drink alcohol in a bar, but the way that the initiative passed is you can't smoke marijuana in a public place, whether it's in a home or I mean, there's a lot of things the legislature, maybe they'll make private clubs or something, but we just don't know yet. But hitting some of the broad strokes, and use in public is prohibited, and we have those definitions there in the ordinance. The marijuana use in vehicles and watercrafts is prohibited, just like an alcohol. And possession under the age of 21 is prohibited, just like alcohol. Another thing this does is create a local regulatory authority. And in this case, we just thought that would be the city council. It's basically a board that's going to regulate if commercial facilities exist, any sort of permits in the city. That clause in the whole commercialization timeline is not even until November, but you have to have this regulatory body established before then, and that way you can just do it now, and we'll do it by ordinance later, unless we want some other body to even regulatory authority. And that's pretty much it. It's straightforward, but just mirroring the voter initiative and shoring up make sure our ordinances are up to date with that. And it gives a little, makes things a little bit clearer for the police department on some of these aspects of the past.
I don't know if it's clear, but there's many changes to come. So.
Yeah,
but,
for the next 2 weeks.
Yeah. With that, is there any questions? Go ahead, Brea.
So, as we're acting as a regulatory commission, so like if somebody is going to, like, say the grocery store decides to dispense it out of there, then we would do like the alcohol permits where we would have a certain amount of places that can sell it, and we would decide that.
Yeah, and you'd be, this body would be the one that would
approve
permits, correct?
Permits.
Yeah.
Okay. And then my other question is, it mentioned like decks or wheelhouses and watercraft. Do we have jurisdiction over anything on the water?
It was brought up this afternoon. We kind of discussed that, and I believe not, but that...
in the harbor we would.
Yeah.
Sure we do, but...
No, no.
But Jack's right, too, in the practical sense. Yes. I mean, yeah, there are other laws that apply, and other enforcement agencies that become involved, so... short of in the harbor or in the median area, we wouldn't be involved.
So like if somebody's in their boat and you see them, you can't board their vessel, right?
Well, they would need a... Would you need a warrant?
No, if they were smoking on the deck
if
of the boat,
they
could identify as marijuana, we shouldn't be able to step over and address them.
Oh, okay. I'm just curious.
Mm-hmm. And that's according to this. Like, you know, right now you're making decisions about what it will be. This is what the voters, you know, voted for. And so this is pretty much a skeleton. I mean, it's going to morph considerably, I'm certain, over the next... It probably is weeks or months because the legislature is still struggling with it. And then when you're talking about selling products and what have you, they're a year away from even discussing
how that's
all going to come together. So we're in the infancy of what's going to change considerably, I'm sure, in a short period of time.
Alan?
The other point was that I remember when I was at the AML, if we don't pass something like this, then we just lack authority. The state has all the authority. Right. This gives us the right to control it the way we want. I remember that being part.
I think that's why everyone was scrambling to get something like this on the books as soon as they could. Because then this is similar to like Anchorage and
Alaska is going to be several of them. But the regulatory aspect is that has to be decided by November, but we got, you know, you could have a marijuana ordinance every month based on what the legislature does, but this is something that I think makes sense, make the council the authority, and then we don't have to worry about it, you know, the rest of the time making these ordinance rules.
Okay. Other questions, comments?
Now, I'm just going to say it. The reason that I voted against it is because nobody knows what's going on. The federal government was just on the news last night. They're talking about decriminalizing. You're in a world of change. And the way I read the contract is you're locking some business owners out of business, a potential business. So I don't support it. And if you look at, you take this guy in front of the judge, say John goes down and somebody's smoking a joint on deck and busts him, well, he's got the same problem. The guy and the judge, he's wasted his time on a $25 misdemeanor, and the guy sitting right across him might have been smoking something that could put him away for 20 years. Well, the guy getting the $25 charge is getting equal time. So we got murderers running around for 7 years, like in Mississippi and whatnot, and there's people still in there for pot after 10, 15 years.
Other comments? Anything from the audience? Cheryl?
I interpret this as saying instead of make this will decriminalize marijuana, it's not a felony, you'll get a fine.
No, this is an ordinance. The state has already decriminalized it. We're just putting up another bunch of laws.
If our officers cite someone for smoking in public, fine gets paid to the city of San
Francisco. As opposed to the state. That's right. That's what this does.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
You're right. Okay, we'll silence again. Any other questions or comments? Discussion? Not hearing any, I'd entertain a motion to adopt Ordinance 2015-2.
I'll make a motion to adopt Ordinance 2015-2.
Okay, motion's been made by Rayette to adopt Ordinance 2015-2. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Second by Cheryl. Any other discussion at this point? Not hearing any. A roll call, please.
Shirley?
Yes.
Rayette?
Yes.
Marita?
Yes.
Jeff?
Nope.
Alan?
Yes.
Okay, very good. Motion's carried, and we will be moving on, and I'm sure there will be tons of other things, Jack, coming as you know.
Trust me, we'll come back.
Yeah. So, with that, thanks. We'll move on to number two under hearing ordinances resolution. We have Resolution 15-07. It's amending our personnel policies and procedures for marijuana. Did you want to just hit on that really quickly, Andy?
Sure. Yeah, this will be a lot of marijuana discussion this year, I'm sure. But this just kind of shores up some of the city's personnel procedures, policies, to include marijuana as, to make it a little bit clearer in some of the things, like even though it's legal, you still cannot smoke marijuana on the job, or be intoxicated, or put the health and safety of your coworkers or other folks in the city in jeopardy because of using marijuana. That's under the drugs, narcotics, and alcohol section. We also have a short smoking section in the personnel policy that just clarifies a little bit further that smoking is restricted in city facilities except for specifically authorized, but it kind of just makes that clear as well.
Thanks, Andy. With that, I'd entertain a motion to adopt Resolution 15-07.
I'll make a motion to adopt 15-07.
Motion's been made by Shirley. Do we have a second?
I'll second.
Second by Alan. With that, is there any other discussion? Not hearing any, roll call, please.
Farida?
Yes.
Alan?
Yes.
Jeff?
Yeah.
Grant?
Yes.
Shirley?
Yes.
Very good. Motion carries. Moving right along to number three, it's Resolution 1508. It's amending the policy procedure, again, for medical benefits, and I guess we will be postponing this along with our old business item of a health plan medical waiver to the next meeting, and I guess that's okay if I just... Would you add that to the next month's agenda, Shannon? Is that okay with everybody if we discuss this summer? I mean this afternoon. With that, we're going to go ahead and move on to new business, QTT Earth Day Fair donation request. This afternoon, we did have our friends from down at QTT come up, and they did speak to both of the next two items. Earth Day, I do believe we paid last year, correct me if I'm wrong, Andy, $250 donation.
Right.
And I think we were leaning that direction. I guess we should take these one at a time. What are the council's wishes?
I say fund it.
Is that a motion?
Sure.
Motion's been made by Jack to fund the Earth Day Fair to the tune of $250. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Second by Alan. Is there any other discussion? Not hearing any. Roll call, please.
Shirley?
Yes.
Jack?
Yes.
Marita?
Yes.
Grant?
Yes.
Alan?
Yes.
Okay, very good. Motion carries. We'll move right along to number two. It's QTT's Culture Camp donation request. Did address this again. We're possible they were looking at maybe some less money in donations and whatnot, but we did discuss it quite a bit, and we were looking at the $3,000 figure that was donated last year. Is that correct, Andy? Okay, so what are the council's wishes?
Make a motion that we donate $3,000, same as last year.
Okay, motion's been made by Shirley to donate $3,000 to the QTT Culture Camp. Do I have a second? Second by Jack. Is there any other discussion? Not hearing any. Roll call, please.
Jack?
Yes.
Alan?
Yes.
Shirley?
Yes.
Brad?
Yes.
Rita?
Yes.
Okay, very good. Number three on the list is Janice Raveloff's Memorial Easter Egg Hunt donation request. And again, we talked about that this afternoon, and I do believe there's a few other things going on there. Krista maybe will elaborate a little better, but I think they're going to try to do a baked goods thing too. Is that correct?
We're going to do a fundraiser.
We're a fundraiser. But I guess mostly what this would go to is maybe the making of the baskets or something for
the baskets, yeah. And then gift certificates if they find
the golden egg. So, and... what was it, $250 last year? It was $300 for this one. What are the council's wishes?
We get a big turnout.
It's so Alan mentioned that this afternoon.
I'll make that motion.
Okay, motion's been made by Jack to donate $300 to the Easter egg hunt. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Raya. Is there any other discussion? Not hearing any. A roll call, please.
Shirley?
Yes.
Rat?
Yes.
Marita?
Yes.
Jack?
Yep.
Alan?
Yes.
Okay, with that, we are going to move on to public comments, and at this time, I'll turn it over to the floor. Anybody have anything for us this evening?
I just had one thing about, I know there seems to be like a surplus maybe directed towards bathing, like waste oil, and I don't know, I'm just wondering if there is a surplus, like if there was another place that we could put like a waste oil burner heater, such as the gear shed, and what, you know, one of the net sheds down in the harbor.
We have talked about that before. It's never ever went anywhere. And Dave, correct me wrong, you just helped me research a couple of those for Shimigan, which I don't think the board has decided upon yet, but they run about 6,000.
Yeah, our new 350 that we bought last fall was closer to 8.
Oh.
Yeah, how long did the last one? I'm bringing up that because I know you guys are working on that other one a lot. I don't know about this one.
This new one is the latest and the greatest. It's not as much. We've been burning for about 4 months now, and we haven't had to mess with it. But we can tell it to heat slowly, dissipating in it due to be clean. Because the more steady the chamber gets, the less heat it puts out. But it's putting out 2.5 gallons an hour of oil. I mean, it's burning it. So, but they're really finicky. I mean, there's a lot of maintenance going. We just been really lucky that our oil and stuff is really good, you know.
So definitely the council has talked about that in the past, so that will be definitely food for thought for them down the road.
Yeah.
You're talking about one of those where you work on nets and whatnot?
Yeah. You know, I mean, especially in the wintertime, it used to be nice and comfortable, especially if it's just getting burned just for the sake of just too much of it. You
know? Well, there's plenty of oil in this town.
Yeah.
I mean, I tried staying up with tried it here a couple seasons ago, and there's no way.
It was cold that winter.
Yeah, it was cold, but, you know, you guys produce 20 barrels a month. I mean, it's crazy.
Well, I think that's something we could probably chat about at a later date. We are working up on the warmer months of the year, so we'll definitely keep that in our back of our minds for the fall.
Yeah.
So, any other comments? Go ahead, Austin.
I was curious, when I was reading through the packet, with the section on the policy manual for the marijuana use, I was curious about how it talks about, therefore, marijuana's use is prohibited to the same extent as other legal drugs are provided in the section. I just wanted to understand it. Does that mean that marijuana use is just not, like if someone tested positive, you're going to hire somebody and they tested positive for marijuana, could you then not hire that person? Because it's treated the same as other illegal drugs. I was just curious for policy use for other places too. What's the city's like personal take on that?
Well, Andy, I'm going to let you.
Zero tolerance.
It is zero tolerance.
Yep.
Okay, so that's official stance. Like, is a zero tolerance?
Yeah.
It's not just for like on-site use, but just in general, like recreational
tolerance. And that's probably somewhere with the state. I think every community in the state is going to be looking to the legislature to help flesh out that.
Yeah.
That's probably the biggest policy conundrum of that whole border initiative, in my eyes, is it's a substance that stays in your body for days, weeks,
months. Right.
What's the line, and what does that do to you? Yeah.
Alan?
When I was at the AML, that came up too there, and they talked about it. Some of the states, they test in nanograms. I think it's nanograms. Some of the states have, like, drunk driving, they have so many nanograms, you know, like we do with alcohol. But Alaska so far is zero tolerance if you test positive. So if you at all, you know, then that's a big thing. If you're driving and you smoke pot on Friday, but it's Sunday, and you'll test positive, and that's a DUI. That is a DUI in the state of Alaska. And they said that, and of course that's carries over into the hiring policy. And you know, if you test positive, even though you used it on Saturday, when you come to work on Monday, it's still in your system, and you'll still test positive. And an employer has the right to terminate your employment.
Yeah, absolutely. That makes a lot of sense. Just with the confusion over the law, and then having like a policy like that. I would recommend that the city makes it really clear to all the employees what the expectations of the city will be for them, because it's just so confusing right now.
Well, I think there's more confusion to come. So.
Yeah.
So hang on.
Subject to change, though.
Yeah.
True.
Because in violation of your Privacy Act.
Yeah.
So if the feds make it legal, then how would that work?
Well, then they're going to have to start changing.
Did you want to comment on that? Because alcohol, correct?
Yeah, correct, yeah.
Well, if we're a drug-free workplace, it wouldn't matter whether...
You're right, it'd be zero.
Alcohol is a drug, though.
Huh?
Alcohol is a drug, too.
But it doesn't have the latency that...
No, but I mean, if the feds make illegal and say, how does that work? Because alcohol is... They're saying we can't drink on the job with alcohol, either.
Well, we'll definitely have to go back and look. There's a lot of implications. You guys are bringing up great questions. And Austin, I know you weren't here this afternoon, but we are looking toward the... When is that again, Andy? The date we threw out for the meeting? We want to do a town hall on...
I wrote here that it's going to be an
April
meeting agenda item. Yeah. We'll kind of narrow in on the day.
So we want to get a get-together with everybody.
I think mid-May while I'm here.
Yeah.
Good, you can do a...
Because there's broadcast. You guys just brought up two good questions. I'm sure there's 20, 30 more that's going to come up. And it'd be nice if everybody shows up and just starts throwing them on a table so we know where we're going, at least some direction and what how it's going to affect. It's going to affect everybody, you know, and sure the cities are going to have to change things again. Well, that's going to be another whole...
I think the May meeting will be a good discussion because there will be a lot. We just have one having answer for one of these things. We already did the Anchorage room that I went to was the assembly was a listening session,
yeah.
And just a lot of people there just bringing up really good points just like that. And it's a way to sort of craft a policy that the city will handle going forward.
Yeah. John,
the Alcohol Beverage Control Board at the state level has been tasked with overseeing all of the legislation, and I'm almost certain that if we lobby them early to send somebody out for that meeting, once we get a date established, they could be here and in a very expert way answer a lot of the questions that we might struggle with.
Well, we'll definitely follow up. If that's an opportunity, we should jump at it. So, good. Any other? Go ahead, Dave.
Yeah, well, Washington and Colorado are dealing with that nanograms, too, because of a person saying smoking pot the night before, he's not under the influence, even though the THC or whatever you want in nanograms is still in you, and that's the big thing that Washington and Colorado are fighting right now, is what's the limit, allowance. A person that's heavy and fatty holds the THC in their system a lot longer than a skinny person, and so it's... it's going to be... They're still trying to figure it out. They don't know what they're going to do. I've been reading on it, too, and they don't have a clue.
Yeah, so there are a lot of questions, and hopefully we can get a lot of people out and ask them and throw some good comments out at us when we do that. So. Anything else from the public?
I would just say one other thing, regarding, employment, is that, you're narrowing up your... there's probably a lot of qualified candidates that could be working, at the city level that would be turned away, for that reason. So I think that's a disadvantage. There's a lot of smart people, capable people who use marijuana.
Yeah, no, there's going to be definitely a lot of things. That's something that the council is going to have to look at.
And medically, too.
And that's another issue. That throws a whole other monkey wrench into it.
Yeah. Again, I think that's why everyone's looking to the state facilities because
medical marijuana
is allowed, but technically it's not legal for somebody until this law passed. I mean, for years, someone could use medical marijuana, but it wasn't technically
legal.
A lawful act. It was lawful.
So it's legal now, though?
Yeah.
Yes.
Legal.
Very good. Good point.
I can ask you, though, when Ian's sliding down the street in his sled, do you want the grader operator or snowplow operator?
I don't want anybody during work smoking meth.
Right.
But what does that have to do with on the weekend when you're,
And but how do you differentiate? How do you know?
People drink on the weekend. So I don't come to work and have a shot.
But it leaves your system.
I
get
fired.
Leaves your system at 1 ounce an hour. Guy leaves the bar at 3 o'clock and he's had 20 shots. 8 o'clock when he drives to work in the morning, he's still drunk.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, I used to put down more than that when I was an alcoholic.
Yeah, there's a lot of unanswered questions. I do understand that, and I guess we'll do our part in due diligence in getting those things answered and do our best to, you know, get everybody's input and hopefully make all the right decisions. So, any other comments from the public? I'm not hearing any. We are going to go into a brief executive session, and then we will out, and that will be the evening.
Sorry,
so,
but that's one of my favorite. I used to be an alcoholic.
So, okay.
Yeah, I know.